called Clorin. We've got a magnesium sitting at the center, but again, it's a macrocyclic ligand. We can go up from 4 to 6. So in this case here, we would have a hexadentate ligand. I've only ever put one example up. I do expect you know this one. It's EDTA, which stands for ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. This one then is binding your transition metal in the center through each of the carboxyl groups. We have got the ability to do 1, 2, 3, 4 bonds, and through the 2 nitrogens, 5, 6 bonds. So these then are our connections coming in from each of the donor atoms that are involved. There's a more accurate sort of structure. Here's our lead as a metal sitting at the center. We've got a carboxyl group, the oxygen binding to the metal, another carboxyl oxygen, another carboxyl oxygen down the bottom, and then here are our two nitrogens through the center chelate ring. So now this is the classic chelate ring, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the ring structure. Now EDTA is used as a way of complexing very strongly transition metals. We use it in a prac to determine hardness because it grabs every metal ion that's present in that solution and completely removes it from solution. The reason is it's such a stable complex when you occupy all 6 positions around it. So if you have got somebody that's been poisoned with lead, for instance, and you want to get rid of that lead very quickly before they die, then what you do is you give them a massive dose of EDTA. You keep it under control so that the toxic effects of EDTA don't eliminate them. But every transition metal ion that's floating around in the system is grabbed. Okay, so what you've got to do is quite strategically, because it's going to take everything, not just the lead. Certainly, when I was a student, there was a undergraduate flat in Dunedin where some of the students had been melting down lead head nails in a pot because they were selling off the lead to some scrap merchant. They put the pot back into the cupboard that they melted down all the lead head nails in, and somebody else in the flat went and then cooked cabbage in the pot. Now the acids in the cabbage were enough to take the residual lead out of the surface of the pot and put it into everybody's food. So there was some pretty furious EDTA titrations going on at the hospital that night to try and fix up everybody that had been heavily poisoned.